This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, back together again, the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, the three musketeers back together. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I'm doing pretty good. It's Tuesday. Listen, even though this is the day Elliot invades the studio.
Again, been a lot of Elliot.
I'm still in a good mood. It was bombs away last night down at CBP. Right? Home run last night down at CBP. It's been a while since we got a chance to watch a baseball game like that. Spike, can't wait until our man Jackie Baseball dives into this. Jackie Baseball, holla at your boy.
How we doing? Missed everyone yesterday.
Oh, miss you too,
Jack. Yeah, listen, just good to see your guys' bright and shiny faces.
Oh, look. Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm going to miss not seeing Buzz staring at me waiting for his chance to talk, but I think we'll get by today. And by the way, he is also Jackie. He's not only Jackie Baseball. Tomorrow, hopefully, he's Jackie Tennis.
Oh, yeah, Jackie Volleys.
Jackie McEnroe.
Yeah. A lot of nicknames. Yeah. A lot of nicknames. Jackie, hopefully, over the net.
Jackie Agassi.
Jack and Roe.
Oh, come on. Not bad.
Come on. Well, we'll see if it's too hot or too cloudy or whatever. But
apparently the air quality is horrible.
There it is.
Again, we're thinking of everyone else. I support whatever decision the station makes.
Well, it is a big show again. Today is day two of Mount Rushmore week. We will have Mount Rushmores for you at 30 past every hour, but the big one, the one that you voted on at home and we voted on, the Phillies Mount Rushmore, comes out at 2:30. Elliot Shore Parks joins us for an hour at 3, but we do have to start. The main thing is that baseball game last night, and I had something that I had to really, really think about last night. It was an amazing night from Kyle Schwarber, and it's been an amazing season from Kyle Schwarber. 40 home runs, on pace for Ryan Howard's Phillies record, hit one in the third deck last night. But when I really started to think was when the MVP chants started. And the first thing I thought with the MVP chants is, here is the chance to take down Ohtani. I was annoyed with Ohtani's MVP last year. Imagine a Philly taking down Shohei Ohtani this year. Us leading the charge to the Kyle Schwarber MVP would be a great feeling. I personally have tried to lead campaigns for Embiid MVPs. We finally got one there. It would be a great feeling. But then I start to think about why I didn't think Shohei Ohtani should win the MVP last year, and why I don't think Shohei Ohtani should win the MVP this year. And that is because he is a designated hitter. And I do not believe in baseball you can be the most valuable player if 95% of the time during the game you are sitting in the dugout watching the game. So I had to think to myself, do I help with this campaign for Schwarber to win MVP?
Right.
To take down Ohtani.
Get some wind at the sails.
Yes.
Yes.
Positive vibes.
PVOs, that's what we do on this show.
But what is most important to me has always been that I have a coherent moral code. I believe what I believe. So my official statement is on the 2025 National League MVP is that even though I love the player, even though he's having a great season, I do not believe Kyle Schwarber should be the MVP in the National League, just like I don't think Shohei Ohtani should be the MVP of the National League. A designated hitter should not be the most valuable player. The most valuable player you have cannot be sitting on the bench for 95% of the game. When you play a position, even if you're only average at that position, you are at least taking up. Like, the team doesn't have to find a center fielder if you play center field. They don't have to find a third baseman if you play third base. Kyle Schwarber has been very valuable for the Phillies.
Yeah.
He cannot be the most valuable player. I don't care if it's Pete Crow or Armstrong. I don't care if it's Manny Machado. It has to be a guy who plays the field, in my opinion. So while I love Kyle Schwarber, I cannot get behind a Kyle Schwarber for MVP campaign. I just can't do it.
You done?
I can't do it.
You done?
I can't do it.
Yeah. Wrong as usual.
Yes.
Well, not as usual lately. Even.
Well, here and there. Yeah, I have my time.
Yeah, you're completely off base with this. I mean, listen, Kyle Schwarber has fought his way into the MVP conversation.
Absolutely.
That's the type of tear he's been on since the All-Star break, right? And every once in a while, there's a special season that comes along. And they have to be judged on that merit alone. And that's why a guy like Shohei continues to win MVPs because he gives you special seasons. Now, this year, the season for him doesn't seem as special. And he's had some big home run years. We know he's won MVP in both leagues. But if I'm looking at anybody else in the National League right now, who else would I rather have be the MVP? Who is more deserving of the MVP than Kyle Schwarber? He has put this offense on its back, a team that doesn't have virtually any power. Well, now Bryce is on his way back, so his power surge is starting to get there. And I know Rob Thompson said this last night. I didn't even realize this. They lead the major leagues in home runs since the All-Star break.
They do.
How about that?
With Max Kepler in there every day.
Yeah.
With Max, I'm getting to him.
Yeah.
Because, quite frankly, Kyle Schwarber sitting on the bench during defense or Kepler being out there doesn't matter.
Well, of course it matters. But it
does not matter.
But of course it
Kyle
matters.
Kyle Schwarber playing left field wouldn't make him any more valuable.
Of course it would. Because then you'd be able to go and get yourself a DH. Like him playing a position.
Yeah, but he's super valuable as a DH. Yeah.
As a DH, but a DH can only be so valuable.
But he's affecting so many games with what he's doing as a player.
There's no way you can watch Kyle Schwarber this year and say that he is not an MVP candidate.
I'm saying he's not an MVP candidate because he doesn't play in the field.
But that's a ridiculous reason.
But it's not ridiculous.
No, it is ridiculous because MVPs have been awarded to guys who were DHs.
And those people were wrong.
No, they weren't wrong.
Yes, they were.
No, they weren't wrong.
If Shohei Ohtani wins an MVP as a DH but is also pitching every fifth day, that is different. I'm fine with Ohtani getting it if he's pitching every fifth day.
So who deserved the MVP more than Ohtani last year?
Lindor.
Oh, he played...
out of this world defense and was the most important hitter on the team. And he's actually playing in the field. Kyle Schwarber is such a negative in the field, they can't even put him out there.
Sure.
Like, he's a great
hitter.
Oh,
he's such a negative in the field.
Well, if he was capable of playing every day in the field, he would play every day in the field. That's the truth. This is where it... Look, I'm glad they have a place for Kyle Schwarber. I'm glad that he's on the Phillies. I'm glad that they have the opportunity. I'm glad that he's having the great season he is.
He's the best player on the team this year. He's the most valuable player on the team this year.
That's fine. He's not the most valuable player in the league. And by the way, because that
may go to Ohtani.
Which
is doing the same thing.
And he should not win the most valuable player either. I don't think either of them should win most valuable player. I think in baseball, you should have to play the field to win most valuable player. Is most valuable player, not most valuable hitter. If they have some offensive player of the year award, they can give that to him the same way they do in football.
Why do they give the MVP to quarterbacks? They only play half the time.
Well, stop it. It's the same reason they don't give it to pitchers.
Well, because they have their own MVP award.
Well, okay, if you want to do Offensive Player of the Year, you could give that to Schwarber. I just don't think you can give him MVP if he's not playing in the field.
If they had an Offensive Player of the Year award, then yeah, they could give it to him. They don't have an Offensive Player of the Year award. They have an MVP Player of the Year, and that's why guys like Ohtani and guys who hit home runs, because let me tell you this, as much as we like to rant and rave about defense, it depends on what position you're playing as to how much your defense actually matters. Kepler hasn't cost us a game out there. Who's cost us a game out there in left field?
But it's not about that. It's about...
Well, it's telling me how important it would be.
Yes,
for Schwarber.
It is.
Hold on.
Okay.
It's telling me how important it would be for him to play left field to validate him being an MVP. And what I'm saying is, how much play in left field this year has contributed or cost the Phillies game?
Here is the point. The point is...
There's none.
If you don't want me to answer, I won't answer.
You can
I'll just
answer.
Sit here. Well, here's my answer. If Kyle Schwarber could play every day left field, you wouldn't even need Max
not
Kepler
point,
to be... Yes, it is.
Not the point about
you
him
would,
playing every day.
Yes,
it's about
it
how
is.
Important...
Yes.
Him
And I'm explaining how
versus,
important it is.
It's not.
If it wasn't, they would put him in left field and they would go get a DH. What they could have done would have been put Kyle Schwarber in left field, go trade for Eugenio Suarez, let him be DH. But the fact is that it's important enough to not let him play there.
And it's not important enough that it should keep him from winning the MVP.
I think
it is. What he brings to the table... It's worth more. It's more valuable, regardless if he's playing left field or not.
Okay.
If you want to tell me a shortstop is important in defense, any other infield position is important, okay, center field, okay. I'm not going left field.
It's still more important than not playing at all.
We won a World Series with Kyle Schwarber out there playing left. I mean, not won a World Series. Got to the World Series. You're right. Yeah. Got to the World Series with Kyle Schwarber out there playing left field. By the way, also won the World Series with Pat Burrow out there playing left field, who has cement in his shoes as well. So, again,
that's not the point.
It's
not my point.
Well, I know that's not your point because we know where your vote would go. I'm telling you, as if I had a vote, this would be my point. That doesn't matter to me as much. Him playing defense in left field is what matters to me, what he's doing at the plate.
Do you think it's easier to go up at the plate four times a game when you don't have to play defense? Do you think it is easier for Kyle Schwarber to hit?
To play left field?
No. What's easier, Kyle Schwarber being DH?
I don't think it matters.
I think it does.
I don't.
All right, 215-592-9494. Should a DH win the MVP? Do you support Kyle Schwarber's MVP campaign? We do have a next question today.
I'm going to have this slander today.
It is this. It's not slander.
Oh, it's slander.
It's slander. I have a coherent moral code.
Right.
We do have a next question today. The same one as yesterday. Do you want to be in our fantasy football league?
It's a big question.
So we have 9 open slots. Now we have 8 open slots because yesterday we gave one away.
Tony already called in. He said, I can't wait to beat all your asses in fantasy.
Yes.
And I don't care.
Yeah, we picked a very confident guy yesterday. So for next question day, if you want to be in the fantasy football league, you just have to sell us on why you should be in the league. However you choose to do that, the only requirement is you set your lineup every week and you're able to join us for the draft, which will be August 22nd at 6 p.m.
Nice.
Right? Okay, 215.
And be entertaining.
Well, that's a plus. However you choose to sell it. Some people try to sell it as, I'm the best fantasy player ever. Got news for you. I want to win. So you being a great fantasy player isn't a great sell for me. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP.
Good afternoon. Ike, Frank, Jackie Baseball. How's everybody doing today?
What's up, Bruce?
What up, Brucey, baby?
Well, you know what? I tell you, man, these are some real solid arguments.
Yes.
You know, I'm basically a baseball purist.
Innocent.
Come on, Bruce, lock in.
Lock
Sorry
in,
about
Bruce.
That.
Yeah.
I'm getting it out here.
Yep. Whoa.
But no, I'm a baseball purist in a sense, and I believe in the aspect of the DH. Not being
a
good candidate. They don't have the full body of work as a standard candidate. But I forgot the fact that Ohtani got the MVP last year.
Yep.
And he was not. So with that said, and listening to what Frank said, I mean what Jack said, I'm going to pull a Joe Giglio on y'all. And I'm gonna change up. I'm on board with him being an MVP candidate. Then because of some of the other intangibles, and one of the things that was said that was
and the ambiguity, ambiguity.
Stop, man.
Bruce, not your strongest performance today.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So you're saying originally you were a purist, but I convinced you, especially saying because Ohtani won last year, you think Schwarber should be able to win this year.
All right, Jack.
I can't even get it out.
He's back.
Yeah.
He's back.
Oh, y'all got me good on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
But with that said, though, more. I think that he's a good candidate just because of his.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Impact on the team and its numbers and the fact that he could probably hit 60 this year. I think that should be, he is that mark. They got to consider him. So we'll see where it goes.
All right, Bruce. Thanks for the call. Mm-hmm. Now he's got how many games left the Phillies have? What, about 50 games left? Is that right where they are?
What's the record?
Yeah, so they have about 50, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, because 112 is 50. Yeah, okay. It's 112.
So Howard that year had, what, 14 home runs in August, and yeah, I think yeah. he had a really big September.
He had 9 in September.
Okay, 9 in September.
Yeah, so he had 21 from this point to the end of the year to get, because Schwarber's ahead of his pace right now.
Okay, Howard was what, at 38
he's
now?
He's at 38, okay. and Schwarber's at 40.
60 would be wild. 60 is a wild number.
Yeah.
60 would be awesome.
Yeah, you're still giving him the MVP?
Nope.
Right. And at least one member of the show has a plus 5,000 ticket on Schwarber to win MVP.
No.
Listen. Yeah. Listen, you're back today. Don't overstep. I know you're back today. Don't overstep.
Well, he saved up all of his snarkiness from yesterday.
Yes.
All of it from today.
Yeah, because I'm sour about that.
Oh, I would be sour about it too.
Yes, in case you guys don't know, would you like to? Yes, I had a plus 5,000 bet on Kyle Schwarber to win MVP,
and it was can I say how much?
Oh, it was
$50 bet. So that would have been $2,500.
Yeah, I canceled it right before the All Star break.
Yeah,
they're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
And you cashed out some money, right?
Yeah, I actually got the bet. I got the actual 50 bucks back. Yes.
Sometimes it's better than even winning the bet.
No.
Because 50 is a real number to put down.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, we throw the parlays, the $5 here, $10 here. That's the 50 is a real number.
Yeah.
Jack is loving it.
Yeah, he is.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you support Kyle Schwarber and a DH winning MVP this year?
I'm already hot and he wanna go through this.
No, I know. It was the wrong time.
I was waiting on it.
There are certain times.
So, well, I sat on that for 10 minutes.
Me and Spike been sitting here yelling at each other for 10 minutes.
Yep. Yep. You come in and remind him that he cost himself maybe $2,500.
We do a tension breaker.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Do you think Kyle Schwarber should have a chance to win an MVP as DH? And if you want to be in the Fantasy Football League, that is next question today. You just have to sell us. Give us a reason why. Coming up next, it is Mount Rushmore week. And with Jackie Baseball back, we will reveal the Phillies Mount Rushmore. We will give you all of the what went into it, but that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, we're doing that here? Okay.
And he's got a great walkout song.
Stacking the deck against me. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We will reveal the Phillies Mount Rushmore coming up at 2:30, as voted on by you and the WIP staff. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Ike, here is the question. Do you believe a DH should be able to win MVP? Mm-hmm. That is the Twitter question. What do you think the responses are so far today?
I'll go 83%. Yes. You
almost nailed it. 80.3%. Yeah.
Okay.
I actually have a little more backing than I thought I would. Mm-hmm. I think most of the people against it are the people that were against the DH in the
winning
National
MVP
League.
Anyway. Yeah.
In the National League, too. Yeah. Like the baseball purists or whatever.
Right.
I think I
right.
might have some of the baseball purists on my side.
I see that.
People that never voted Big Poppy MVP.
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
The correct people. 215-592-9494. Juice in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Juice?
What's up, Spike? What's up, Ike?
Juice!
So a couple things for you. One, Spike, you and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but this, to me, it's kind of comical. I understand it's a personal preference, but when's the last time Ozzie Smith won MVP or anybody else, when they decided in the factor of choosing the MVP, were they like, oh, he's a better fielder. We should
It's not just being a better fielder. Like I think you're misunderstanding my argument. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying he has to. Aaron Judge is not a good fielder. He's an average fielder. But the fact that he is fielding makes his job harder and it makes the team easier to construct. Think about the trade deadline, right? We were looking for a left fielder. Think about the trade deadline. If Kyle Schwarber was good enough to play left field on a regular basis, we could have gone into the trade deadline looking for DHs. Maybe it makes the Suarez trade possible. I'm not saying he has to be a good fielder or a great fielder, but I'm saying the fact that a player plays the field makes his value much more. Now,
so if he were a terrible left fielder, but played every day.
Yes, He would be. Yes,
you would give him the MVP award because he's doing. Give you the same offensive stats.
Well, maybe.
Well, you would maybe.
Why wouldn't he?
Well, because there's more chance
he's running out there.
He's running.
He's taking the jog out to the left field. Come on.
Well, he hit 46 in.
Yeah, Buddy hit 190 something doing it.
So what?
Well, I'm just saying. Could affect it.
I think part of why he's able to succeed the way that he is this year is because he's a DH. Now, the other guys that I'm talking about, Pete Armstrong is a great fielder. Manny Machado is a great fielder. Mm-hmm. So I think that makes up for, in part, not only the fact that they don't produce on offense as much, but they do play the field and they're great at fielding. And I think it makes a big difference. Like, you see Nick Castellanos out in right field. Like, I think being a good fielder makes a difference. But, Juice, to your point, and Ike, to your point, I think if he played the field, even if he played the field at a sub-average level, it would make him a much more viable candidate than being a DH, to me.
All right, so hold on. So before I get cut off, I Jack had asked me if I wanted to be in your fantasy team.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what the criteria of it is for, but I do have a hell of an Eagles story for you that might get me in it.
All right, give it a try.
All right. So, Ike,
yes.
back when you were playing, I don't know the exact year, not to bring up bad memories, but the Cowboys were giving it to you pretty bad. It was like 30-something, maybe 20-something, 28-something at halftime.
I had to be my rookie year.
Okay, so so at the time, we had a Cowboy fan living on our block, and every time they would score a touchdown, he would come out and do like this little Irish jig, dance around in the street, and then run back in the house. So right before they scored the last time and a half, we told them not to do it again, or we were going to, you know, stop him from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So they score, he comes out, and he does his little jig.
Oh, no.
Next time, we went up, my father, my brother, and I went up, went in his house, grabbed him, duct taped his feet, duct taped his hands.
This is a horrible
story. Him out, put him around the telephone pole with an F Dallas shirt on, and made him sit there for the rest of the half of the game.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it sounds like this is a lie. And if it is a lie, it sounds like at least simple assault.
I was going to say, that sounds like a crime was committed.
Yeah. Juice, God bless you. And I know the vet
that sounds
was.
Sounds like a crime was committed.
Yeah, the vet was a different place than
sure. The
link is, but I don't know that we can support. I don't know that we can say you're in the fantasy league because you.
Duct taped a Cowboys fan to a telephone pole?
Yeah, because you physically assaulted a Cowboys fan in.
Yeah.
1998 or whatever.
Is the statute of limitations passing that, or can he get arrested?
I don't know what the statute well, of
somebody would have to press charges. Who's the person that would be? Yeah, the person has to come forward.
What do we think is more real? Bam's story, all of the stories, the cheerleader outfit, being blind, all those things, or that guy's story about the Cowboys fan?
I believe Bam.
Yeah, I believe Bam over that guy.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if we see a blind guy in a cheerleader's outfit tomorrow.
Yes, we will see. All right, it is time, Mount Rushmore week.
All right.
Every 30 past every hour all week on the show, Mount Rushmores. Mm-hmm. The ones that are happening at 2:30 are the big ones. So today, Phillies. Tomorrow actually won't happen at 2:30 because the Phillies game happened a little bit later. Tomorrow, Flyers, Eagles Thursday, and then Philadelphia is on Friday.
Okay.
We are doing Phillies today. Just to recap, 50% of the vote is you. Listeners voted online at 94wip.com. 50% of the vote is the staff. And I do know that Hugh said that I was bullying him earlier to vote in this.
Yep.
There was no bullying going on.
Aggressive email sent.
It was a really nice email that was one line. It said, thank you so much and go birds in it, whatever. Half is the staff. And then it is the last 50 years only. It is 1975 to 2025.
Yes, put that out there. And Justin, make sure when you tweet that out there.
Yes, that is the last 50 years. Because we got all the Wilt stuff yesterday.
Yeah.
And people are asking why the last 50 years. Like, Mount Rushmore was in 1941. If they had to do Mount Rushmore now, they may have different people on it. Like,
right. It's
hard. Most, if you're comparing Chuck Bednarik to Jalen Hurts, it's impossible. Most, you know what I mean?
But what did Chuck Bednarik win?
Stop.
Well,
He won a championship.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I know.
We're just trying to make it apples to apples, as they say. So here is...
Disrespect concrete, Charlie.
Would never.
Here is the Phillies Mount Rushmore, as voted on by you, the listener, and the WIP staff. The number one vote getter, unsurprisingly, was Mike Schmidt.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Shockingly, the best player in Phillies history, who only played for the Phillies, who was also the best third baseman of all time, happened to be on the Phillies Mount Rushmore. The Mount Rushmore member with the second most votes is Chase Utley.
Second most votes?
Yes. And was tied for second most with staff as well. By the way, second most staff, second most listener. They matched up.
I'm not surprised.
The third face on the Phillies Mount Rushmore is Jimmy Rollins.
Okay. He should be there.
Yeah, actually, I'll say this. So my Mount Rushmore ended up being the same as the major Mount Rushmore that I had decided on before this. The fourth face on the Phillies Mount Rushmore is Steve Carlton.
All right. Okay.
So it is.
Carlton should be on there.
Carlton should be on there. So
you were worried in there, weren't you?
Well, because he should have been second. Like
not popular votes.
Well, he's like.
But is your guy. You got the man crush on Chase.
Just so we see here.
I just think Steve Carlton should have the second most votes.
I just. So the scoring ended up with like a blended scoring system. Just so you know, Utley with a 16.03, Rollins with a 15.76.
Carlton with a 15.05.
They were all close.
So they were all very, very close. Yes.
That makes me feel better.
And a huge drop off from the fourth to the fifth. Just so you know, the fifth and sixth in voting was Ryan Howard fifth and Bryce Harper sixth.
Okay. Nice.
So my Phillies Mount Rushmore is the same as this, is yeah. Schmidt, Utley, Rollins. Carlton, yours, Ike?
Let me get the right one out here.
That's okay. Right.
All right.
I got Schmidt, Carlton, J-Roe, and Ryan Howard.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you replace, basically just replace Utley with Ryan Howard.
Yes.
That is yours.
Yes.
And Jack, are you going with the same one that's in your book?
Yes, because I would have a not coherent moral code.
There you go, yeah. If you lied.
Yes. If I lied, you
Since I haven't got that page in your book yet.
Yeah. You found the acknowledgments page.
Yeah, yes.
I found that first.
Yes.
Just to make sure it was in there, that yes. I wasn't lying. Yep. That I wasn't lying. So I went Schmidt, Carlton, Ryan Howard, and Bryce Harper. And the reason why I have Bryce on there is because a little bit of projection.
Yeah.
Because 500 watches back on.
Okay.
And I think this is the third best run in franchise history. So I have a representative of each of the best runs in franchise history.
So originally, I think last year I had Bryce on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought into that argument.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, if the third best, first of all, I have two things going against Bryce, which is why I decided against Bryce. And this is what I started thinking about this year, is that if there's a chance the person could not be on it at some point, I do not put them on the Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
So if they lose in the division series and the Phillies crumble, this era comes to a close,
yeah.
then I don't. The other thing is being the best player on the third best run in Phillies history, but if that third best run does not result in a World Series win,
yeah.
I just don't care that it was the third best
yeah.
run
it's
in,
great.
In
it's
Phillies
nice.
History. Yeah.
I mean,
it's fun to watch. In the moment, it's great. But, right. like, historically, is he more meaningful? Because to me, it would mean taking off either Utley or Rollins. And I have been, just so you know, I've been radicalized after this weekend into a Rollins should be in the Hall of Fame guy.
Damn right.
Yeah, I am.
Damn right. Go look.
Yeah.
I don't need to look. I watched.
Okay. So I wouldn't have been able to take Rollins or Utley off for Bryce Harper. I can't do it.
And I kept it simple.
At this point.
Team has two championships. I took the two best players of both championship teams, Steve Carlton, Mike Schmidt, Jimmy Rollins, and Ryan Howard.
Right. There's
no question about it. You can't tell me that those two guys weren't the two best players on that championship team.
Well, sure, I can. But
both guys won MVPs. One guy was the leadoff guy. One guy said, we're the team to beat. What did Chase Utley ever
year.
Say?
He had one unbelievable
what
year,
did
Jimmy
Chase Utley ever
like,
say?
Chase Utley said, world bleeping champions
no.
with Jason Kelce Stoll. And, like, congratulations. It was weird. There was an originator and then there was an impersonator. Okay?
Utley little different vibes. Little different vibes.
Well, that ripped Jason Kelce, dude.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, need for that.
Jason, just trying to win an argument. I'm just trying to win an argument. I love you, Jason. The speech is great.
Yeah.
But one guy laid the groundwork for being able to drop F-bombs on live TV. And that was Chase Utley.
I just think...
Second most war in baseball, 05 to 14. Everyone knows that.
Okay, how is war calculated?
No one cares.
Yeah,
no one cares. Here's what I'll tell you. And Utley was a great player.
Great, great.
Just
yes.
happened to be
Hall
the third best player.
So I think Howard
he
was...
He had the protection of not being the guy, the vocal guy, the leader... Not the leadoff guy, and you got Ryan Howard in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting between those two guys, he got a lot of good pitches to hit.
Okay.
Sort of like Schwarber.
Yeah, a lot of good pitches to hit between those two guys.
Rollins also benefited from having those guys behind him, and he was still just a pretty good offensive player. Jimmy Rollins, to me.
He hit 30 home runs in a season.
One year.
Okay, but he hit 20 plus like four times.
Again, he's a great player.
He had more hits than any player in Phillies history.
During that run, for my money, he was like the fifth most valuable player on that team.
Oh my God.
You're crazy.
Howard,
you're
crazy. Utley, Victorino, and Worth were all more valuable.
They were.
They were more valuable
you
players.
You just disrespected J-Roe by saying Victorino was a more valuable player.
He was
than
a better
Jimmy
offensive
Rollins.
Player.
And,
yes.
And Worth.
Also great defensive players.
God.
They were great defensive players. Worth was one of the best defensive right fielders in baseball.
Didn't they get to the World Series without Worth the next year?
No.
Okay. All right. When did they lose Worth?
After 10.
How many
10,
gold
okay.
gloves?
Like three, four.
How many for Worth?
I don't know. How many
for Victorino?
Any. Victorino had at least two, I believe.
Is that more than what Jimmy had?
I don't know.
Well, who played a better defensive position?
I think they're about the same.
Huh?
I think. Well, I,
you're saying more important defensive
or better defense?
Yeah.
Oh, shortstop's more important.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. I just think overall value. They also added more at the plate for me. 215, 592, 9494.
Welcome back.
It was a great weekend. I'm so glad Ed Wade got in the Wall of Fame.
Yeah. You're lucky. Right. By the way, right. Ed Wade was seventh in voting. I'm just kidding.
I'm sure
Ed
he was.
Not seventh.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah. All right. So the Phillies Mount Rushmore is revealed. Your voting and our voting. Mike Schmidt, Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, Steve Carlton. By the way, even though we were talking about...
I'm literally mad this man just said Victor Moreno is better.
Well, I
know. My favorite Philly.
During that run.
Don't give me that during that run nonsense. At no point, Victor Moreno. Absent-minded on the base pass. How many times did he get picked off?
A couple times.
Wasn't J-Roll a 30-30 guy?
Well, that one year.
Yeah. Once, yes. Yeah?
Yeah, went to 07.
Look, I got J-Roll on my Mount Rushmore.
30-30, 20 triples. Golly.
Yeah.
All right.
High bar for him. Meanwhile, makes any excuse for Brycey Baby.
Have you seen his last 20 games?
Yeah, all right. There we
the
go.
First time the Phillies done that since Howard in 08.
Great.
But no credit. Oh, you guys are ripping me, right?
Yeah.
For my Utley love. I have Howard on my Mount Rushmore over him.
But I taught you this, and I know the Ryan Howard thing is a hedge. You put Ryan Howard, I know you too well. He put Ryan Howard on the Mount Rushmore so he could put Bryce on the Mount Rushmore.
Right.
Like, I know him so well. He's like, I want to put Bryce on, but if I put Utley on, then I'm not going to, like, I'm going to do Ryan Howard. That way I don't give in on the Jimmy Rollins thing.
Yep.
And
I'm with you.
Look, I know this guy.
This is whole
backwards and forwards.
Dude, do we want to talk about 09 and 11, Shane Victorino?
Just talk about it without war.
850 OPS, 5.5 war.
Yeah, protection did he have in the lineup?
Yeah, a lot of protection.
Yeah. All right.
It's easy to be those guys when the two main guys carry all the weight
and guess
carry all the pressure and everything else. It's easy to be all those other guys on the team.
Guess who had to bat leadoff because Rollins was so bad in 2010? Victorino had to bat leadoff. Like, again, great player. Love Jimmy.
Now, don't sound like
it. I do,
like
though, but this is where it gets unfair because I love Jimmy Rollins.
Hit leader.
Fifth most valuable player. From 07 to 11.
Justin, cut that. Put the video out.
Don't put that video out.
Put the video out. Make sure you tag Jack. Also tag his family. If any of the family is online, too.
Yep.
All right. 215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
What's up? Yo, I'm going with Spike with the thing with Kyle Schwarber, right?
Yeah.
Only because I think what Ohtani is, even though he's just a DH, he does a lot more on the base pads also. You know what I'm saying?
So now we got a steal base.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize.
With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Well, we have 40 stolen bases, Ike, so all that got to come into play, though.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure he's got a higher batting average. You know what I'm saying? So all that stuff, like, Schwarber, I love Schwarber.
But here's my thing, though, Derek. Here's my thing, though. Now you're giving me better offensive stats as to why Ohtani deserved to win. What I'm fighting against is the idea because he doesn't play defense,
yeah,
he deserves to win. That's what I'm fighting against. That's what I'm fighting against.
Well, yeah. I mean, DHs can win it. Yeah.
Okay, so then you agree with me then.
Why not?
Yes, then you agree with me.
I
misinterpreted what you were saying. I thought you were saying Ohtani didn't deserve to win. But I'm saying, yeah, if the DH is doing all that, like, they got to be valuable. Like, if you take Schwarber off the Phillies right now, like, where would they be? He's got to be the Phillies' most valuable player, and the Phillies are in the mix. So,
okay.
It is what it is.
There we
right?
go. That's two.
Yeah, I don't agree.
I understood what y'all was saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Derek, while you're here, because I'll ask Spike this as well.
Yes.
So what's your thoughts on a pitcher winning MVP?
Shouldn't.
But there's been plenty of them that have.
Well, not a lot.
It depends. I'm looking. This guy won two. Let me see.
Well,
Clayton Kershaw won it.
Yeah, Verlander won it.
Even if you go back to Roger Clemens won it.
Nolan Ryan had to win one too, right?
No.
Vita Blue.
Nolan Ryan was never MVP.
Well, Vita Blue's what, 75?
No, I'm just saying, these are pitchers
I would not give the pitcher the MVP. I would not give the pitcher the MVP. No, I
would have to have a really, really great year for me to.
Which in reality, a DH needs to have that as well, because you're compensating for what you don't do defensively. So you need to put up astronomical numbers to be in that MVP race, right?
Yeah, if he get close to 60, like he's
right.
Close to 60. Why wouldn't he be considered? Hey, before you let me go, listen. This is what I've been saying this early in the season, right? So I feel like with the Phillies, right. This could be the last year of them really being in the mix because I think Kyle Schwarber, he's going to attract a lot of attention. Ain't he going to be a free agent?
He is.
Like, I mean, there's teams out here that pay him a lot of money to hit 40 home runs and make a charge.
If we lose Kyle Schwarber, we might as well turn in next season.
Just trade pieces in the offseason.
Yes, exactly.
There's no point.
Yeah, let Kyle Schwarber go, we may as well just start
trading. Sounds like a pretty valuable player, Spike. Do you agree?
Yes, I would re-sign him. But I'll tell you what, if he was a fielder, he would get more money than a DH would get. And
yes,
that's true.
Good. Keep his price down.
Yeah, well, I think, and I'll say this, I'm glad they didn't, and I'm not saying that he is purposely having a good year because it's a contract year, but I commend them for not extending him because I think part of the reason that we are getting a year like this, calling a year a contract year is not, it exists for a reason. That, like, players have great years. And by the way, Paul George had one of the best years of his career the year before the Sixers went out and signed him because it was a contract year. So I think the fact that the Phillies haven't signed him, maybe it costs them more at the end, but if it means you're going to get a guy that's going to hit 55 home runs and be in the MVP discussion, mm-hmm. then it ends up, if it costs you one more year, which is what I think it'll end up doing, it'll end up going, they'll end up having to give him 4 years instead of the 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, but what's it
going to
start? I mean, we kind of looked at 4-100 when Passan said, and we're like, man, that feels like a lot. I mean, we might be at like 4-150 status.
Oh, I don't think so.
More years?
4-150?
Over 100.
Yeah.
Freddie Freeman, I think, got 6-160.
And I don't mean to get too in the weeds. I also think going into potential labor strife, I think the market will be depressed. Like, I don't think there's going to be as many.
Because
if there are teams worried about us or think they're going
to
have a salary cap, they're going to have to look out. And all the teams that are willing to spend $40 million on a DH, like teams like the Mets or the Yankees,
it might be why the Phillies didn't do it.
Well, they
know the market is going to be where it's at because these owners talk behind closed doors.
Of course they do. We found that out.
Yeah, and if they all don't plan on spending money next offseason because they're getting prepared for a lockout in 2027, it makes a lot of sense.
Derek, you want to be in the fantasy league? Give us your sell.
So basically, listen, I call when I can call. I get on when I can get on. But I guarantee you I will talk the most trash and I will take great pride and taking you down, Spike, and I'll let you know about it every week.
There you go.
I promise you.
Well,
A lot of people talked about taking me down last year.
I'm going to let y'all know about it.
Let me tell you, the VP talked about taking me down. Ike talked about taking me down. Everybody going to take me down. Nobody took me down.
All that VP stuff, man, but I'll talk the most smack, and I'm guaranteeing victory.
Okay. All right.
Yourself.
All right, Derek. There is another nominee for the fantasy league.
A lot of bluster.
Yep. Aaron in San Diego, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Philadelphia. Good afternoon.
Okay. All right. What do you got, Aaron?
You know, Spike, today I can't believe I'm gonna agree with you. Okay.
Hmm.
I'm gonna agree with you in the fact that I do believe that as a DH, it's a hard time giving somebody an MVP trophy.
Okay. Are you pandering here, Aaron, or are you being
not
honest?
Pandering.
Okay.
The fact is I just have such a hard time agreeing with anything that comes out of your mouth that I just can't agree with you. And the only question I would have for you, Spike.
Yes.
Is any other player in the MLB right now who has made more of an impact on their team than Kyle Schwarber?
Aaron Judge. Bobby Witt Jr. You want me to name great players? I can name great players. There are plenty of great players.
But the fact is, though, that Spike, they are all front runners for the MVP.
They also play the field. I don't know what to tell you. But you're not going to get any disagreement from me about how effective and valuable Kyle Schwarber has been as a hitter. You will get no disagreement from me. He has been outstanding. If there was an offensive player of the year in baseball, he and Ohtani would be the front runners in the running for that. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I do think Ohtani gets a little bit of credit for pitching even when he doesn't pitch. I think the magic of Ohtani or whatever, part of it is the idea that he did pitch at one point, even though he's barely doing it now. So I said it a bunch of times. I think Ohtani, if he's pitching every fifth day and hitting, is the best player in baseball. I think Ohtani as a DH is a great player, but is not even close to the best player in baseball. So, Aaron, Jack said that you want to be considered for the fantasy league, but you're in San Diego.
But real quick,
yeah.
In terms of the MVP.
Yes.
You know, the MVP is a nice award and everything, but I would much rather Kyle Schwarber win World Series MVP.
You and me both.
And bring a championship home to this city.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The only way we get to argue about that is if they're actually in the World Series, Aaron.
Yes.
It's August.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, in terms of the fantasy football.
Yes.
I don't think that there's any question that the Spike Eskin versus Aaron in San Diego dynamic would just be absolutely magic.
I agree.
The smack talk would be level, and I would require, if I was going to be part of this league,
duct tape you to
you have
pole.
To be an active participant in the smack talk throughout the year.
I'm in on Aaron San Diego.
Are you giving stipulations?
Yeah, it's not your league. Okay.
Are you giving stipulations here?
You will. Here is one. The stipulation for us is you have to be fun. But you also have to show up for the draft. August 22nd, you're in San Diego. Are you saying you would come in for the draft?
So here is
Oh, my God. Just answer the question,
yes or no.
Aaron.
So let me explain something real quick.
Can't do it. Can't do it with him. I can't do it with him. I can't
he's in
do it
consideration.
With him.
I know he's.
He didn't even say we'd come in for the draft.
I don't care.
Yes.
It'd be you and him.
He's
that's
the worst caller of all time.
He's not the worst caller of all time.
He is.
Got a list.
Okay.
He's a horrible caller. No doubt about it. But he drives you nuts.
And this is horrible. I just asked him.
There's something to him.
Are you coming in for the draft? Let me tell you this story. Oh my God.
Oh, we got a new rivalry.
Yeah, we can't. By the way, we can't do Aaron right before Elliot ever again.
We got a new rivalry.
Tuesdays with Elliot is next.
Tuesdays with Aaron. So.
Yeah, no. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.